It is tradition that we offer a garland to a respectable personality. It is an act of humbling oneself before a guest or an exalted soul when we offer them garland. Prabhupada explains that there are statues here in Bombay of big politicians who have died. Yes. And once a year on their birthday, we put a pandal, and then exalted politicians and common people come and they put a garland on him at Evo as an act of respect, as an act of honoring his memory. So this is a wonderful, wonderful culture. In India, sometimes you get used to it. But when a foreign person comes to India and you put a garland on them, they're shocked. It's never happened to them in their entire lives. You're treating them like a demigod. They feel like they don't deserve it. I remember when my father and mother, first time they came to India, they were in their late 60s. Yes, and they got off the plane and devotee put garlands and they were, what, for me? They were beside themselves. They had never been honored in this way in their lives. This garland is for me? Really? And then about 30 devotees put garlands on them. They didn't know what to do. It was a culture shock. So yes, offering a garland is an act of respect. We're humbling ourselves to offer this type of reverence to another. You can offer a garland as a formality, or you can offer a garland as an act of submissive surrender. That's actually the spirit.